up this morning with a big old smile on my face. I did. I'm going to tell you why, too. I had a dream. It was incredible. It was about my mama. It was awesome. Me and her were fighting. It brought back all the old memories, just like good old times. She was telling me the what for. And I was telling her back, I said, "You are hurting my feelings. You are out of line." And you know what she said to me? "I don't care." I laughed so hard. I woke up smiling, boy. That's my mama right there. "I don't care. I'm going to tell you like it is." I've been smiling all day. "I don't care." Man, that's the way we got to be, man. We got to speak the word of God in our lives, man, and speak truth. Amen. Don't care what's going on, man. Truth is truth. God is on his throne, man. Woo. That just got me excited, man. So I want to start a series. We're starting a series. We're going to dive into this well events. That's the word God gave me, a month and a half ago. I said, "Kyle, okay, relevant. Got it. That's awesome. What you want to go with it?" And he just began to show me. And what I want you to do as we, I want to talk about this just for a moment. But while I'm sharing this, go ahead and turn to Psalms 91:1. See, the thing is we need to understand that we are relevant. God has called us to be relevant. We're relevant in his eyes. Relevant means be closely related to, connected to, in a modern time, now, relevant. And God has created, I'm telling you, we are so relevant in this season right now, right where we are at with God. We are relevant in his eyes. I'm telling you, we are valued to him. Amen? And what my prayer is in this journey that I want, we're all going to take over the next several weeks. My prayer is that each one of you walk in this and feel more relevant, more hold of where God has you in this season, in this time of your life, right here, right now. Amen. So if you got your Bibles, you got your phones, turn, get there. If you got there, if you're there, say amen. If you need a little more time, say hold up. Y'all should be, I got to give you plenty of time. Psalms 91, it's a pretty easy thing to find. It's a pretty big book. Okay, it's the Old Testament. Pastor, what page is it on? That's the page? Okay. All right. Now, see, a lot of your words, the first word of yours may be a little different from mine. Mine's an NIV. Or you may have a King James Version. It may say he. All right, but what we're going to do is, we're going to read this together because I want us to be on the same page. We're going to be connected tonight. Okay? Are you guys ready? Now, it's funny because this message that I've walked through it a couple of times, that's what I do with my messages. I want to make sure I say it right and get to be as comfortable as I can. I think it's changed every single time I've walked through it. And so I try to make notes, and so who knows what's going to happen tonight. Thank you, Lord. We on a journey. Sorry, you're ready? So we want us to read. You guys ready? Psalms 91:1. Whoever, stop right there. You get the first word, everybody read it. Stop right there. Close your Bibles. We're going to want to put a pin in that. We're going to circle back around to this, okay? But the first word of that is whoever. You are a whoever. You are a whoever. That chapter is talking about you. Look at your neighbor and tell him, give him some attitude. Say, "Yeah, you look like a whoever." Pastor, you need a little more attitude with it. "Yeah, you look like a whoever. Come on." You know, God, the whoever part, man, that's a Baptist, that's a Methodist, that's a Pentecostal. Come on, that's white, that's black, that's a newborn Christian, that's anybody in the middle, everybody. That's a whoever. And that's who that chapter is going to be talking to in a minute. Right, but we're going to circle back around that to that. God's called us to be ministers of the gospel. It doesn't matter how old you are. It doesn't matter how young you are. There is not a criteria as far as teaching the that you have to achieve to be a minister of the gospel. You don't have to be, what I mean by that is you don't have to go to school for 4 years to get a degree to be a minister of the gospel. Amen. Can I tell you something? The moment you receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and your Savior, you become a minister of the gospel. You become an ambassador, come on, of God, come on. You begin on this incredible journey of shining the light for Christ. Amen. I want you to understand that you're relevant to God. God has a purpose for you in this season, and that purpose is to shine the light. Amen. Matthew 5, 14, 16. If you want to turn there. I want us to look at that scripture for these couple of scriptures here just for a moment. Matthew 5, 14 through 16. You don't have to turn there if you don't want to. Just write it down. Go back. It's a familiar passage. But it's Matthew chapter 14 through 16. We just heard that one, didn't we? Okay. You are the light of the world. A town on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. That's talking about us doing our part for the kingdom of God. He's saying, I've called you to be a light into this world. No matter how old, no matter how young, no matter how seasoned, no matter how taught, God's called us to be the light into this world. And what the whole thing about being relevant is being current in time. God did not create us in the 1800s. We were not born back then, were we? I was born in 1981. Pastor, when were you born? What year? It's okay. It's okay. What is it? 1954. All right. See, God, at that moment, okay? All right. We adults here, so let me say this, and I've said this stuff before on the platform. I don't care. His mom and daddy was not thinking about him when he was conceived. I promise you that. Okay, they weren't thinking about him. But God was. He was saying, it's his turn. Come on, it's his time. So I got great things set up for him. Just like every single one of us in this room, you weren't an accident. You were in this, God put you in this season, in this time frame, in 2021, for specific reasons. For purpose, to be relevant in this time. No matter where you are, whatever is happening in your life, God has called you to be relevant. Amen. Now I want to show you something, because the Lord was showing me on this with light, and I want to talk about this for a moment. Would you flip the lights off, Andrew? Hey, Brother Junior, good to see you, man. Would you shut that door back there? He's going to get dark. Oh, there it is. Oh, it's still kind of light going. Oh, it's the backlight. It needs to get dark. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and do this one over here, too. It needs to get dark. I know, right? No, it's okay. This one's just light. It's okay. We're good. Yeah, we can see. We can see. All right. Yeah. Okay. You light a candle. All right, so, fire. Now, it didn't really say when fire was discovered. Okay, there's not really, you really don't know when there's not a hieroglyph or whatever. I did a little, I Googled it. All right, I did the Google, and it just said something about some hieroglyphs, possibly, sort of, kind of, but we don't really know. I want to say Adam and Eve God gave Adam and Eve fire right after they were very, very, very beginning. I really feel like that because there ain't nothing more romantic than sitting in front of a fire. Come on, amen. Come on. Snuggled up in front of a fire. I'm telling you, I know Adam and Eve had some fantastic times. Come on, amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. God blessed them with all kinds of things. I'm telling you, it's wonderful. So we had this, they had a fire, and what fire did was it provided all kinds of things. And one of the main factors with fire as well, it brought light to the darkness, right? Okay. Now, at the beginning, they didn't have a lamp like this. They had little torches or fires on the ground. But as technology moved forward, they found ways to use different, more candles to light things up. And as they got more candles in the houses, it lit the rooms up brighter. And effectively, let's try to do this a little bit. There we go. Effectively, making it more brighter, being it more effective, right? Okay. Times go by. Somebody discovered oil, and if they put oil in some string wiring, whatever, a wick connected to some oil, and bam, now you have a lamp. It's fantastic. Okay. So we've got this progression of technology. It's fantastic. And the more the technology increased, that light was being more effective. You got your lamp where it lasts longer, right? Okay. Then, skipping forward a long ways, 1879, all of a sudden, my brother Thomas Edison discovered the light bulb. Technology increased. The effectiveness of these lights increased. The further out they went, right? All right, and then in 1934, the fluorescent light bulb was created. Not this one, but those long ones, okay? Then, as we know, technology has increased even more, and you've got these, then you had these fancy ones, right? The little twirly thingies, okay? And they're supposed to be, they're more energy efficient, they're more effective, they're better for the environment, they last longer, they definitely help you on your electric bill. So they're more effective, right? So you see this progression of these lights that are happening, and you see this effectiveness of the light. Now, now we have LED lights, right? My boss, we've been replacing a lot of lights in her house, and a lot of her house with the old fluorescent lights, with tube lights. And so instead of going in there with a whole different fixture, or even using the old school, replacing it kind of with the old tubes in there, the fresh tube, we replace them with LED lights that look like the fluorescent, but they're LED lights. Okay? Pretty neat. And so that's what everything's going with more. All the bulbs right now is LED, LED. Why? More effective, more energy, more cost effective, right? More effective overall. And I was even reading on a flashlight. I was kind of like, I'm going to give me a flashlight for tonight, right? And I was like, I'm going to need a really bad bone flashlight. So I was looking on Amazon, and there was one on there, supposed to be the world's brightest flashlight. And then I looked at the price, and I was like, nah, I'm good. Not for a prop. $700. Nah, I'm good. But what happened is, in this, there's a progression of light. Now, I want to go ahead and flip our lights back on here. I wanted you guys to see this effectiveness and this progression of lights that has happened over a time frame. I want to tell you something. God, that light that God has called us and has poured in us to be, God is calling us to be more effective than ever before. We are entering in the end times. We are entering in our final seasons. I'm telling you, the signs are on the wall. In John chapter 14, 12, here's what the Word of God says. This is Jesus saying this. I'm telling you, the Holy Spirit is pouring more and more and more into the church and wanting us to be more and more effective and being more effective than ever before. And Jesus says this. This is Jesus' words, 14:12. John 14:12. It says, very truly I tell you. What does that happen when you see a scripture like that? Pay attention. I'm about to throw a truth bomb down at you. It's going to be incredible. Pay attention to what's about to happen, what is about to be said next. It's very important. Amen. Okay? It says, whoever believes in me, okay, that's us, will do the works I have been doing. What has Jesus been doing? Miracles, signs, wonders, healing the sick, raising the dead, casting out demons. Amen. He's been doing amazing things on this earth. And he says, listen, here's what's going to happen. He says, whoever believes in me will do the things, do the works I have been doing, and they will do even greater things than these, because I'm going to the Father. Let me tell you something. God has called you to this season to be relevant. He's equipped us with the power of the Holy Spirit to be more effective than ever before, than any minister that has ever gone before us. He's called us right now in this season, in this time, to be effective, to be relevant. He didn't call us 60 years ago, 70, 80 years ago. He's called us right now. He didn't call us 80, 90 years ago. He's called us right now to be in 2021 at the age that we are at, in the place that we are in, to be more effective than ever before. You need to hear that, because God, I'm telling you, the attack that the enemy uses on us as believers, he says we're not good enough, we're too old, we're never going to account to anything. We've gone too far. We've messed up too much. Oh, come on. I don't know the word of God enough. Amen. Come on. He tells us all kinds of lies so that we are not effective. I'm telling you, the word of God says we're going to be doing greater things. So that tells me he's equipped us to do those greater things, to empower us. He has called us to be relevant in this season and time of our lives. Hallelujah. That's some good preaching. I don't care who you are. That's some good preaching. I'm telling you. Hallelujah. God has called us to be relevant, to be a part and connected to this season and this time. Not hang on to things even 20, 30 years ago. I love hearing about what God's done in the past. I love it. It's fantastic. But I'm telling you, what's God wanting to do right here, right now in our lives? On Sundays, on Wednesdays, on Mondays and Tuesdays. Because it's not, whether you are up here on the platform, come on, or you sit in a pew or in a chair right there, God's called you to minister the gospel on Monday, on Tuesday, on Wednesday. You are a minister of the gospel. Michelle, you are a minister of the gospel. Miss Lydia, you are a minister of the gospel. Everywhere we go, we are ministers. God's called us to be relevant in this season. When you drive around the Uber driving, I'm telling you, God's called you to be relevant doing that. Come on. Whatever you're doing, God, whatever God's placed you, he's called you to be relevant right there. Amen. Cliff, while you're driving on the road, man, God's called you to be relevant. Hanging out with your buddies, driving bikes, man, God's called you to be relevant right there. God didn't call me to ride a motorcycle. He called you to do that. He put that passion on your heart. I've seen too many wrecks. It's cool. You go ahead. I'm just waiting. I don't want to speak that over you, brother. All right, so that's what I'm saying. God's called each one of us to do some amazing things. And he's called us to be relevant right here, right now, and to be used by God. Amen? To be effective, to shine that light brighter than ever before. Hallelujah. Glory. You know, I'm telling you, God created you so perfect. He created you beautiful. He made you just perfect. And I know sometimes, I'm just going to be ugly, y'all. This is ugly. I'm just going to say it, though. This is just the flesh, so I'm going to step away from the pulpit. You know, sometimes, yeah, I'm not even going to say it. All I'm saying is, God created you beautiful, and God's done some beautiful things in you, and he's created you so perfect. He really did. Miss North, he created you perfect. Michelle, God created you perfect. Brother Jim, God created you perfect, man. Come on. We're wonderfully, perfectly made. And God has created us and put us in this time to be relevant in this season. You know, God is always at work in our lives because He knows, because He's got a plan for us. And I know we all walk through season, this journey we have called life. We go through ups and we go through downs. Sometimes we go through some seasons where it feels quiet almost, where we're not as active as we feel like we're hoping to be. We haven't had as much encounters as things are, or things just not going the best way like we hope they would be. Amen? We all go through those. I want to start turning into something. I want us to look at Esther. We don't have to turn there, but I want you to, we're going to look at that for a moment. I want to talk about this because we're going to dive into Esther as we go into this series. I love the story of Esther. It is amazing. If you have never read it, you need to read it. If you haven't read it in a long time, you need to read it again. This book is amazing. I love the story of Esther. It's graphic. It's the love story. It's violent. I like it. It's a good book. Good people win. The bad people die. Okay. Anyways. So read it. It's awesome. It's the Bible. It's okay. We can talk about it. It's real. That's okay. What's neat to me is, even though, yes, we are relevant, we can get that into our head, and we can try to wrap our brain around that. And it's kind of like, even with, when I first started working at Texas Sand and Gravel, my boss would always come to me and ask me for 6 months, every month, she'd come ask me, how's it going? Are you getting a grasp of it? And I start like, well, I'm kind of like this right now. I'm trying to wrap around it right now. And so then she'd ask me again, I'm kind of like this right now, you know? And then she asked me again, kind of sort of like this now. I'm starting to get my brain wrapped around this trucking business, okay? That's the way, man, with this whole journey is with us. We're trying to get our brains wrapped around being relevant, being purposeful. And the enemy loves to distort it and come against us and try to knock us off our game. But one of the things that the enemy uses is he tells us that one, God's not working on our behalf. That we're really not an important person. Because you don't come up here and preach from a pulpit, so you're not that valuable. Okay? You don't sing. You don't have a beautiful voice, so you're not really useful. You stutter every time you come up and speak, so definitely not called to speak, blah, 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 blah. The list goes on of the lies that he uses against us. I'm telling you, God is always at work for us. God has never stopped being God in our lives. He has never stopped working. He's never stopped working on our lives, on our behalf. He's always at work shifting and shaping. Now, I love the first chapter of Esther. This book is about Esther. The whole book, it's titled Esther. Okay? The whole book, the whole subject is Esther. Right? It's about what happened to Esther. It's about how God placed Esther. It's about how God used Esther. The whole concept, it's Esther, right? Do you know she's not even mentioned in the first chapter? I had to read it a couple times again because I just want to make sure. I was like, I just want to make sure before I say this. I really want to make sure. She's not in there. So you got a book about Esther, but she's not even in the first chapter. Do you ever feel like, you know, you a part of something, but you're not, it's like, where am I even supposed to fit in this whole thing? You're not feeling a part sometimes. I want to tell you, God is always at work in our lives. the first chapter, so many times we feel like this first chapter in here. Well, we're really not even in the limelight. We're really not doing anything. We're really not active. We're really not a part of things at the moment. We're not really being called upon to be on the platform. We're really not called to, we're not feeling, well, you know, God, there's not been any open doors to sing. There's not open doors to do this. So we're feeling kind of like there's almost, we're on the sidelines. Kind of like chapter 1, Esther is on chapter 1. She's not mentioned at all. But what's happening in chapter 1 is pretty incredible. See, King Xerxes is having this big old grand party, okay? And he is entertaining a bunch of high-rolling folks, all right? They were modernizing it, okay? So he is smoozing folks. He's enjoying the company of a lot of incredible, powerful people. And he wants to show off his queen. I get that. Because I like to show off my queen. She is fantastic. She's incredible. Any chance I get, I can talk about her, especially when I'm preaching. Come on, amen. But he called on his queen. He said, I want to present my queen in front of everybody. I want everybody to see my queen, Queen Vashti, because she is fine. And I want everybody to see what kind of fine queen I have. And so he calls for Queen Vashti. You know what Queen Vashti does? No, I'm good. And that king got upset, man. He got furious. And so all of a sudden he's like, you know what? Fine. I'm not going to allow her in the kingdom. And we're going to do something totally different. In chapter 1, there was this incredible, great setup that was happening behind the scenes that Esther had no clue what was happening. Esther was just going about her business in life. And she had no idea the great setup that God was doing for her. Just like what's happening is right now with us in our lives, God is going before us, setting up amazing moments, amazing encounters, because you are relevant to Him. And God has called us to be relevant. He is setting up amazing encounters, encounters at your jobs, encounters with open doors to minister the gospel, brothers and sisters north, encounters to share with your friends and family, and you're at school, come on, encounters to be an amazing light to this world. Deuteronomy says that the Lord Himself goes before you and will be with you and never leave you or forsake you. He's always going to be there. He's going before us. He's always at work for us, setting us up for the next thing for us. I'm telling you, you are ministers of the gospel, and don't let the enemy lie to you. God has called you for such a time as this. In 2021, God has called you to where you're at, in the hospitals, at the dealerships, come on, at wherever your job is. God has called you there to shine the light, to be relevant for Him. Amen. To reflect even greater ways than in the past. To pray for the sick and heal it. See the healing happen. Amen. Hallelujah. I love that end of that verse in Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy 31:8 says, do not be afraid. Oh, we're going to circle back around that later on as we get in this season, in this thing. It says, do not be afraid. And do not be discouraged. Dismayed. Discouraged. So we can get discouraged so fast. When we get a bump in the road, when things don't go our way, we can get discouraged so fast. Oh man, can't wait for us to look and dive into more of Esther. She has all kinds of, she has a wrecked life. circumstances in our lives, every last one of us. And the enemy wants us to be afraid, wants us to be discouraged at every turn. And the Word of God says, I've called you to be greater. I've called you to do greater things today than ever before. Why are you afraid? I've gone before you. I sent the Holy Spirit. I've given you my Word to dive into. So here's what we do. Anytime we hit those bumps, anytime we get those seasons when we're feeling these emotions happening, we all feel them. Circle back to Psalms 91. Psalms 91. Turn there with me. Now you can go there and we're going to read it. I know everybody can probably quote it. But we're going to read it. Because I want, there's something about when you see the words on the page. See the word on your phone is fine too. Ain't nothing like when you see the word on the page. Amen. Psalms 91 says, whoever dwells, whoever stays, whoever dives in, whoever steps in, whoever gets into his word, whoever spends some time in that prayer room, whoever is soaking in the presence of Jehovah, whoever is turning off the TV and turning on some worship or getting into the throne room, come on, amen. Turning off social media and getting into the presence, having your mind set on God, having your mind tuned to His Spirit, whoever dwells in the shelter of the Most High will what? Will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. And even Isaiah 40:31, I want to finish up with this one, says, but they that wait upon the Lord shall what? Renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. And they shall walk and not faint. God has equipped us. God has is setting us up and has set up amazing encounters for us to be relevant in this season. Relevant to our kids. Relevant to our spouses. Relevant to our co-workers for the kingdom of God, to be that light. Amen. So I want to give you guys some homework. What I want you guys to do as we dive into this series together, as we dive in this being relevant time, I want to all of us to be on this, we're on this journey together. I want us to do something. I want you to read Psalms 91 every morning. And every night for the next 7 days till next Wednesday, and I want us to see what happens. I want you to, the very first thing you do in the morning, as you're in bed and you crawl over and you reach for your phone, don't lie, y'all know y'all do it, and then you get your phone and you start scrolling on whatever you go to first, whether it's Facebook or your bank account or whatever you want to look at first, don't go there. Make a choice to move on to your Bible app, okay? Go to Psalms 91, glance at that first. Then go about what you need to do. Look it on Facebook, whatever you do in the morning, okay? In the evening time, the very last thing you do before you, after you brush your teeth, got your PJs on, got in your bed, let it be the last thing you do is read Psalms 91. Let it wash over you at night. And just see what happens in your life. God has called each one of us to be relevant. Don't let the enemy lie to you and tell you you're not. You are purposeful. You are beautifully, wonderfully created. Amen? Father, we love you. And we thank you for your word tonight. God, you have called us for this season and this time. Lord, I want to be more effective. I want this church body to be more effective than ever. God, you put us in positions at work, in positions with our families to be that light to everyone that we encounter. You've called us to be a minister with our families. You've called us to be a minister at the dinner table. You've called us to be ministers in the restaurants. You've called us to be ministers on social media. You've called us to be ministers with Facebook, God. You've called us to be ministers. Everything we do, everything we say, everything we are a part of, God. You've called us to be the light everywhere. And so, Father, I pray that each one of us get our hearts stirred to be more relevant for you, more relevant in this season, and grabbing a hold of what you're calling on our lives. In Jesus' name, stir our hearts, Father. Keep us safe as we travel home today. Lord, I pray this word just goes forth and just does what it does, changes and encourages and strengthens lives, Father, as I know it has for me. Lord, I pray for next Wednesday night as we go into this even further, Father, in the story of Esther, God. Lord, I pray for our pastor, God, as he shares your word Sunday and dives into our end time series going on Sundays. Father, I pray you just pour into him and guide him, Father, with all the words. Lord, a fresh anointing be on his lips. We just thank you for what you're doing in this body and in this season, in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen, amen. Come on, you're dismissed.